Hi, I'm Joseph Hires. This is Hour 7, and my topic is the Warsaw Pact and NATO.
So what were the Warsaw Pact and NATO?
Well, funny you should ask, Alex. The NATO, or the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, was a program designed to make a barrier of countries to stop the spread of communism and a nuclear war. It was originally 12 countries, all banded together, with the means of any attack on any country in NATO was an attack on every country. The Warsaw Pact was made to counterbalance NATO. It was created to strengthen East Germany, and it had a few more members than NATO at the start, but it was not as successful, so it gradually lost members.
So how were these organizations used during the Cold War?
Especially the Warsaw Pact, it was used to strengthen countries to not fall to capitalism, and so they could keep their territory and further expand communism, while NATO was not to expand capitalism, but to create essentially a blockade of countries to stop the spread and cut it off where it was.
What led to the downfall of these
organizations? NATO is still in effect today, while it's not used as much, but the Warsaw Pact, by 1980 it began to collapse, and within 10 years Germany left the pact, and by 1990 half the other members left, and 1991 it was put to a stop. This was mostly because the countries within the communist sort of blockade, their country started falling apart, and communism didn't work, so they left the alliance or the Warsaw Pact. But since capitalism, an obvious better solution to the economy than communism, succeeded, then NATO was able to stay in effect and last longer.
Any final words?
No.
Thank you.